The brutal descent continued, agonizingly slow. They reached the quarter mark, the one-third mark. They reached the halfway point, where a kink in the landscape led to one short, sharp drop, then unrolled more kindly to the ravine's uneven floor. Bale started to feel sick. His muscles shrieked, his tendons burned, his bones were throbbing. He wanted this to be over. He wanted to lay down and weep, sleep, wake up from this nightmare. He looked at Obi-Wan, one tight pace ahead of him. If I feel sick, if I feel like dying. Hey, you okay? Yes, grunted Obi-Wan. He was breathing too hard, too fast. His feet were faltering, his hands bloody, his balance uncertain. Surely any moment now the Jedi was going to fall. I need to stop, Bale said, and caught hold of a jutting tree root as a brake. Obi-Wan! Obi-Wan turned sideways, his boots skidding as he slid to a halt. I need to stop, he insisted as Obi-Wan glared, tried not to betray shock or dismay or anything that would tell Obi-Wan just how bad he looked. I'm not a Jedi. I don't have unlimited resources. Bale. Obi-Wan blotted his ashen face on his sleeve. Don't treat me like a fool. Don't. His eyes rolled back. His rasping breath caught. He was going under. The visions had returned. Obi-Wan! Bale shouted and threw himself forward, his right hand still anchored to the sapling's jutting root. Rag limp. Obi-Wan toppled. Bale flung out his left hand, caught hold of the Jedi's sleeve, his wrist, and was jerked groundward hard. His face hit rough rock. Pain exploded through his nose and his partially healed split lip. He felt blood, tasted blood. Bright lights burst behind his eyelids. The air left his lungs in an explosive rush, and his wrenched shoulder, bearing Obi-Wan's full dead weight, lit up like fireworks on House Organa's founding day. He let out the pain in one long, anguished cry, heard its shivering echoes bounce through the ravine, and kept the next one trapped in his throat. Lifting his head, he looked at Obi-Wan, but the Jedi was lost again in hellish memories. He could scream until his skull cracked. Obi-Wan wouldn't hear him. He put his head down, locked the fingers of his right hand around that tree root, and his left around Obi-Wan's narrow wrist, and then, on a deep breath, he closed his eyes to all sensation. Don't let go. Don't let go. Don't let go. Don't let go. But of course, he did.